Aston Martin expands in India, eyes growth in emerging cities. Aston Martin is making a calculated advance into the Indian market, recognizing an expanding appetite for super luxury cars that extends beyond the traditional metropolitan strongholds into emerging tier 2 and 3 cities. The recent introduction of the Vantage model, priced at 3.99 crore rupees, signals the brand's intent to align its Indian offerings with global launches. Anand, Vice President of Operations at Aston Martin New Delhi, emphasized India's rising significance for the mark. India is a very important and a promising market, and hence you would see that they, Aston Martin, are launching all the models which are available globally in India as well, he remarked during the Vantage launch. As the official importer for Aston Martin in India, the New Delhi team is preparing for the September 2 unveiling of the V12 flagship model, which will be available to Indian customers concurrently with its global release, a first for the brand. The Indian luxury automotive sector, particularly the super luxury niche where Aston Martin plays, has experienced a robust 35-40% growth over the past 2 years. Aston Martin New Delhi has recorded a substantial 90% increase in sales, though specific figures remain undisclosed due to internal policies. Aston Martin's lineup in India features models such as the Vantage and the SUV DBX, with prices ranging from 3.99 crore rupees to 4.99 crore rupees. The brand's network expansion includes a new showroom in Bangalore, slated to open next year, reflecting the brand's focus on the burgeoning southern market. Next week, on September 2, we are launching, globally, our V12 flagship, which is going to be under wraps on what it is going to be called. And for the first time, that car will also be available immediately for the Indian market as well, Anand noted. An intriguing trend has emerged with significant demand arising from Tier 2 and 3 cities. We are getting beautiful traction from Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities, which is a great significance even for us to notice, and hence we're starting with Bangalore, Anand explained. India's super luxury car market's recent surge can be attributed to broader economic developments and a shift in consumer preferences post-COVID. We have actually seen a shift towards the super luxury segment of things. I think the whole economy also started shifting upwards, Anand stated. The past 3 years have seen a marked increase in the acceptance of super luxury cars across India, with consumers demanding parity with global standards in both product offerings and availability. General GM rebrands bright drop as Chevrolet expands commercial EV reach.